Hello, my friends. Welcome back. It is time for the Morning Mindset. That's where you and I do what is needed for this day to get our minds aligned with the truth of God. As we begin today, I want you to think about the concept of a temple. What comes to mind when you think about a temple? That's what we're going to be talking about in just a moment. But first, I want to ask you if you would do me a great favor so that I know how to serve you better. Would you take my brief 5 or 6 question survey? You can find a link to it in the description for this episode. Click on the link, fill out the questions. It's very quick and easy. Please help me out as I try to discover what I can do to serve you better. All right, back to that concept of a temple. You may have noticed the title for this episode is that you are God's temple. We get that truth from 1 Corinthians chapter 3, verse number 16, and it's phrased in the form of a question. The Apostle Paul, writing to the believers who were living in a city called Corinth, says to them, "Do you not know that you are God's temple and that God's Spirit dwells in you?" So friends, let me ask you, do you know that? Do you recognize that just like God in the Old Testament day literally inhabited a temple in one respect, he now inhabits you as his child who has believed in Jesus Christ. Now, friends, let's unpack that for a minute. That doesn't mean that everything that God is was squeezed into the temple in the Old Testament. What it means is his presence came there in a manifest way where the people who were there could see it, could sense it, could feel it. I mean, if you go back and you read the account in Chronicles and in Samuel about when God came into the temple for the very first time after Solomon had built it, the glory of the Lord was present there so powerfully that the priests could not remain in the temple. They had to leave because the intensity of God's presence was so powerful. Now let's move that into our New Testament context in which we live. There is no more brick and mortar temple. It was in Jerusalem. It was destroyed in AD 70, and God oversaw the destruction of it. Even though Rome was the vehicle by which it was destroyed, in the Roman Emperor General Titus, but God oversaw it because he was doing something new. He was removing the old covenant and all the sacrifices and rituals that had to do with it, and he was establishing a new covenant, a new agreement between him and man. And it was based on the work of Jesus that occurred at the cross. And when Jesus died on that cross, he took our sins and he actually took us to that cross, killed them, and then when he rose from the grave, we rose with him. And his Holy Spirit comes to dwell in us. That pulls us back to the verse we just read. Do you not know that you are God's temple and that God's Spirit dwells in you? God's Spirit comes to dwell in you the moment you place your faith in Jesus Christ. And because God himself, through the person of the Holy Spirit, is living in you, you are now God's temple. I am now God's temple. That radiance and glory that existed in that Old Testament situation now exists in you and in me. It blows my mind, Fred, to think that I carry around with me the God of the universe through the person of his Holy Spirit who dwells in me. Does that blow your mind? It blows my mind, and it informs me powerfully about who I am as I walk around this planet. I am a container that carries the God of the universe into every situation that I face. As a parent to my children and a grandpop to my grandchildren, as a leader of a business team, as a minister who teaches God's word, I have the Holy Spirit of God in me right now speaking to you, teaching you his word. You have the Holy Spirit of God in you. As you parent, as you work, as you deal with the situations in your life. Oh, Jesus, show us the importance and the power of what it means that we are your temple, that we are taking you into the world in a very real and tangible way, and that your presence can be manifest through our life to the people around us. Lord, conform us into the image of a holy temple. Make us into people who represent you accurately and well, so that this world will see your glory and will see the power that you have available for their lives to transform them and make them containers of the essence of God as temples in this world. We pray it in Jesus' name. Amen. Oh Lord God, our world needs more of you. Our world needs to see you clearly. Our world needs to see you for who you really are. We are floundering in sin. We are floundering in the effects of sin. There's so much foolishness and actual outright rebellion against you going on, Lord, and we want your presence manifested through your church as your temple to become so powerful, to become so overwhelming that the people of this world cannot deny your existence and cannot deny that you are at work in that very moment. Lord, I ask you to transform your people into holy temples of your Holy Spirit so that we are a light in this dark world and we show the world the God who loves them and the God is ready to transform them. Lord, change this world one believer at a time, and then one unbeliever at a time, in Jesus' name.
At Grand Canyon University, we believe in equal opportunity, and the American dream starts with purpose. Whether your pursuit involves a bachelor's, master's, or doctoral degree, GCU's learning environments are designed for supportive networking and collaboration. With over 330 academic programs, GCU provides a path to help you fulfill your dreams. The pursuit to serve others is yours. Find your purpose at GCU. Private, Christian, affordable. Visit gcu.edu.